just turn on to the action areas, right? So first of all, members would have received some reference materials. The first thing is the overview of the harbourfront enhancement by action area in Kowloon, Tsuen Wan, and Kwai Ting, right? The other one would be a table called the inventory on non-planned or proposed project at the harbourfront. Right. Now, in looking at these two tables, basically I think members would notice that these are some of the tables that we kind of receive in almost every meeting, right? So I just wonder, especially because our task force also have a term, right? For our term of 3 years, we need to know what has been updated, what has been achieved, and so on. So what I want to suggest for members' discussion is, for the last column, instead of just to have the issues to be addressed, could we have like issue addressed or to be addressed? So under this third column, we would have three major things. The first thing is discussion, that have the bullets that summarize on which particular task force meeting we have discussed this particular action area, so that we know what are the action areas that we have discussed. And then secondly would be the progress achieved. So if that would be progress achieved after, you know, the operation of this task force, we will know what has been achieved after the table has been prepared, when it was prepared by the HEC formally. And finally would be a column that is a heading to be issues to be addressed. So it would be remaining issues that we need to work on for this particular task force or for the future. So I think that in having this particular table, it will help us to have some institutional memory as to how much we have achieved and what are the things that we need to work harder on. So may I now invite members' view on this? Yes, Paul?
Chair, there are three papers now. One is the strategies and issues paper prepared by the planning department. There's the inventory, which I believe is done by the lands department for project, isn't it? I mean, there's two. And then there is the strategic land use framework, which refers to functional zones and action area strategies. So we have three different sets of papers right now covering the areas using some different terminology. So I definitely suggest, first of all, that all of this is consolidated in one set of papers, and that the issues of naming and action areas and delineation is resolved, and the planning department does that, and then we have one set. Once that is done, I'm sure there will be a critical issues list there, because I believe that if you look at functional zoning and actual land uses, there's some discrepancies between what the original land use framework was, for example, for the Yamate typhoon shelter, and what it currently is. We are diverting from the original plans there, but these can be identified. And once we have that list, I agree with your proposal that we update as we go along. In every next meeting, the text that is changed is highlighted. This is something we do in the district council now as well, where we have an update on the planning and land use issues in the district. We get a big pack of papers, and I've asked them to highlight the changes made, so when you flick through it, you know what's changed. Otherwise, you just look at something and it doesn't help you, because it's all kind of looks repetitive. The planning department could always put up a note for your attention, which highlights the key issues that have changed in the time preceding, so that we are alerted and we can look at a document quite quickly, and then we can ask some questions and we can move on. But at least that, if that's being done all the time, then that is on our website and people can see the progress clearly. So I'm not sure we need a lot of different columns, but if every meeting there's just a document that shows changes. But the first issue is, of course, the baseline, and the baseline right now is over three different documents, and I think this should be consolidated. I think it's a bit of a mess right now, actually. So we can consolidate it, and then we have a baseline to work from.
Yeah, Paul, can you help me with your three documents? So I know that we have this inventory on the known projects, that would be one. And the other one would be the overview of the action areas.
Right.
And then what's the third?
It's the strategic land use framework, is a document presented by, I think, the planning department at the commission level, not at the task force level. It's never been presented here, which pulls in like other documents and previous studies, and the old harbor plan study from 2003, I think, is kind of like everything is kind of brought together for the first time, but I think we'll have to clean this whole thing up.
I don't have the strategic, yes, Gracie?
At this point in time, I would like to ask Harbor Unit to respond and make any comment, because after all, we are serving three geographical task forces, and then they should follow similar format.
Yeah.
If there are room for improvement, we should do it systematically. And then the combination of these reports should then be consolidated and report to the Commission. That will be a more effective way of monitoring progress as well as achievements. We do recognize it's going to be a complex task because we have worked on it for years. And of course, we would like to account for projects already completed, because these are major achievements, projects in progress, and as well as new initiatives being looked at. And of course, there would be critical issues relating to these new initiatives being further considered and followed up. So at this point in time, I'd like to ask Chris if you have any response. Of course, this is the cumulative result, because different task forces may ask us for different reports. Different departments may be making their presentation, making their best effort, best endeavor possible. But then after all, when the Commission has worked for a year, perhaps it's time for us to like take an overall look.
Chris?
Thank you, Chair. Of course, we can see MERIS to have two different sets of materials to be presented to the task forces. For the overview of harbourfront enhancement prepared by the Planning Department, actually it is based on the 22 action areas promulgated by the former HEC, so that most of the proposals were raised and agreed by the then former HEC. And the other set of inventory, which is prepared by the Lands Department, has clearly set out all the land uses, existing land status, and site details of all areas, which will give a clearer picture of not only the proposals set out in the 22 action areas, but actually all the sites along the harbourfront at the both sides of the harbour. But I appreciate and noticed Paul's suggestions, and as what Gracie has mentioned, it will be a difficult task, but we will do our best to try to consolidate the two inventories into one, so that the new inventory, I would call it the new inventory, will have the information of both the action area proposals as well as the site details and land status. It takes time, Chair, but we'll do our best to do so. Yeah. We'll work out with the Planning Department as well as the Lands Department and other bureaus and departments concerned. Thanks.
I think we do have a way to go forward, right, by integrating some of these documents. But basically, the way how I see it is they are at different levels, different spatial scales, right? So you have a strategic one, and then the action area is kind of summarizing on each of these action areas. And then the inventory list will be looking at the projects, also have a reference to the action areas as well, but obviously also beyond that. So maybe I think it's very important that as I've suggested and as Paul has also mentioned, and the Harbour Unit has recognized that we also kind of highlight what are the major projects that has been completed, the progress achieved so far, and what would be the major challenges or issues to be addressed in the future, so to speak. So I think that we would also report this back to the Commission meeting at the next meeting.